Okay, I'll give a moment's silence, and then I shall do the intro.
Is that for reflection?
Yeah.
Okay.
Spodcast! Hello, and welcome to Spodcast 6.1 Beta.
Okay.
Yes, very funny.
Yes, lovely.
Yeah,
we had a spot of a technical issue last week. Apologies to all those many millions of people who didn't contact us.
I was surprised by the number of people who were actually saying, "Where's this podcast?"
Yeah,
it's really funny, isn't it?
We're reaching out to the people, you know.
I've had people say to me, "Where is it, you fool?" I've told loads of people, and they obviously can't have it because you've not released it.
Well, we had a clipping issue, which we hope we've now sorted out, otherwise we'll have the same situation again.
Well, we had the longest of the podcasts. And
it was an absolute blinder.
It was just over an hour.
And it's a real shame that none of you is going to get to hear it.
Yeah.
And the worst thing is, it's the second podcast I've done in a week that no one's ever going to hear.
Yes, we'll...
More news at 10.
More news, I will talk about that one later.
Yes. Yeah. Should we start with the wonderful listeners, like, you know,
I was gonna talk about email actually, because we've not received any this week.
Well, we haven't done a show.
Yeah. Actually, we have received some. I'm sure I had one that said, "Where is it?"
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't.
Okay. Anyway, I can't remember where we were. Is it the 13th, 14th, and 15th?
Yeah, looking
the
at those
raging
sort of 13...
string overload monster.
We did that one.
Yeah, but it was never heard because we did.
No, I think we did that one before.
Do we?
Because
what date is it today?
It's the 26th.
It's the 26th. We did indeed do it 2 weeks ago. So what haven't we done?
We haven't done. Was it Hello, You Sexy Men that we weren't supposed to bring up?
That's right. Yes. No need to bring that up for the next podcast.
Yeah. So we'll not mention that.
No. Yep. Sorry, Mish.
We've had some tests from me.
Yes. Yes.
And we had an uninteresting email
from Nate.
Nathan.
Yes.
Bolton.
Yep.
And he's just saying that he's listening.
Hi.
He came.
Hello,
Nate. He came to us from Your Mac Life Trash Talk IRC, and is now on OS X Nutters.
More news on them later.
More news on him later, because I did in fact meet him on the.
Wait.
Super mystery secret podcast that will never be heard.
At your fantastic.
You're building this up a bit much.
Devil worship convention or whatever it was you went to.
That's correct. Although I didn't actually go.
Okay.
No, really. I mean, the Apple
so you just
here,
went
I
to the devil
to
worship fringe.
Yeah, I.
And speaking of fringes, we'll
get
those
close.
Pictures too.
Oh my god, it looks like a wig,
god,
man.
It's horrible,
get it cut.
It?
Get it
I know, cut. I need a haircut. I need a haircut.
So badly.
I would say you need your haircutting badly, but it looks like you've already had that.
Yeah, it's a Hitler flick.
Just shave it off.
It almost is, yeah.
I'm about to invade Poland.
No, actually, it's worse. It's like a bad comedy haircut from a Foo Fighters video, actually.
No, it's a Kraftwerk haircut. That's even worse.
Kraftwerk haircut.
Okay.
But more about that
later. Okay, we had one from Fred, which we'll get to about half time.
And then we had one from Ned asking for stuff
Ned!
From Dave.
Ned!
Hello, Ned! But unfortunately, we did a podcast. Dave said hello, Orit, and unfortunately, he's gone back to Scotland. So
did
you'll
say
never
hello?
Hear that. He did. He sniggered a little.
Oh yes, he sniggered. Yes, I remember.
I think we heard him laughing at some film that he
watched. House of the Dead, the most crapulent film ever made.
Lovely.
But anyway, all these things that you missed in the missing podcast.
This is the official Wing It edition because. Because none of us has actually come up with anything new to talk about, and nobody wants to talk about anything we've already talked about, even though you, good listener, haven't heard it.
Although I do want to talk about something that we did talk about last time.
Yeah.
I want to mention Zach at Urban Ape, who is the writer of the wonderful Thumbscrew.
Mm-hmm.
His wonderful piece of software was mentioned on Call for Help with Leo Laporte in the States.
On telly.
Fantastic. In the States.
Wow.
So he got a little excited about all that and has a transcript of it on his site, which was the top show when we first mentioned this, but unfortunately is now third down after... Oh, he's talking about Serenity. I'll let him off. So, yeah, we'll link to Urban Ape, where he's going to say, oh, God, he's got two press tickets for an advanced screening of Serenity.
Oh,
okay, okay. Ooh. At that point, let's not mention him, the spawn he get.
Yeah.
Yep.
And
we hate you and all you stand for.
Everything we've said about him, right, scratch it. We don't need to say anything.
Oh, apart from happy birthday.
Oh, yes, happy birthday to Min.
Zach.
Zach. It was Jesus. Jesus.
When was Min's birthday?
Min's was Sunday.
Missed that.
Was it Sunday or today?
Have I been dead for a week or something?
And
yes.
Gronya's okay. Birthday. Happy birthday, Gronya.
Who?
Gronya. My girlfriend's sister-in-law.
Oh, right. Yes, of course. Gronya why I didn't know that, I'll never...
And yes, you've been dead for a week. And okay. Jimbley.
Jimbley tomorrow.
Dad.
Blimey. That came down quick.
Yeah, it did, rather. Yeah.
No, that's not so how old Jim is.
And we missed Bub's birthday as well.
Oh, yes. I knew that. I knew about that.
So happy birthday to all of those birthday people. It seems to be the Friendster, Orcut, and every other meme transfer or node is telling me that everyone's birthday is this week. So,
yeah, not because not because Christmas only comes once a year, eh?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, Joe.
Although Min
get it.
Min does say that she's 22 on her.
22.
You need to put your age in, and you need to be over 18 to be able to use it.
If
so
only.
She died.
If only.
You've just outed someone.
I already had on her Orcut page, or is it Friends?
Oh my god.
I mentioned that in my day we used to lie about our age to buy cigarettes and booze, and in her day she lies to open Friendster and Orcut accounts.
Hmm. Who was better off? We'll never know.
Well, yes.
Yes, the long term effects of.
It's funny
Orcut.
How you don't have to lie about your age to buy drugs, isn't it? What's all that about?
That's about it being illegal.
Oh, people say buying alcohol when you're... I see your point, yeah.
Hey,
and this week's show is sponsored, from my end, officially by a cup of green tea.
Is that supposed to be green, or...?
Yes, actually. Okay. It's not regular tea that's gone off.
It is
proper green tea.
And mine is brought to you by Tailors of Harrogate again, and Garlicky Fingers. And Happy Coffee.
Garlicky Fingers.
Yes, I made bruschetta.
Yours, I hope.
Mine, yes.
I'm staring at a bottle of Pepsi Max.
Ah.
It's okay, there's no sugar.
Just full of aspartame.
Speaking of green tea, I wanted to say to one of our listeners called, I don't know what he's called, but we all know him as Caballero or something, buy green tea.
Yes.
That's all I wanted to say.
Why?
Because he was out buying drinks or something, and it's a bit of a strange story, but he was out buying some kind of liquid refreshment. And he said that my voice had come through in his head saying, buy green tea. So he bought a gallon of it.
That's,
which he proceeded to drink with rum. I mean, word.
Rum?
Rum and green tea. Yeah, he was mashed when he told us about it, I'll tell you.
He must have been mashed to have done it.
You think, yeah.
Where, are you mashing me, Doc?
Where did he connect you and green tea, then?
Well, I don't know, but... But I thought I'd capitalise on that in our next podcast, which is this one.
Yeah, because
is that why you're drinking green tea?
No, it's something I do from time to time of an evening nowadays. Actually,
yeah.
Now you're getting on in your age.
It's because I saw them making it on Masashi and thought, oh, must have. But it's not the same in a bag.
Have you tried, taking it out of the bag?
I don't have the right bowl shaving brush arrangement for making proper green tea.
Ah.
Well, that's your Christmas sorted.
You're going to get like 10 now.
Yeah.
Anyway. Right. Cool. I think that was it on the letters.
on the letters and shouts and general.
Yes, so Zach's software. What exactly is Zach's thumbscrew?
Zach's thumbscrew software rotates images. It's Mac OS 10 only. So all of those of you out there with Windows, get a better machine.
Nice.
I think
Python,
rotates is the wrong word. I think skewifies.
Skewifies. Yeah, it does. It skewifies.
It skewifies your pictures to give them that sort of
throw on the table look.
Yeah.
It's very good.
That sort of thing.
Honest.
It is.
Sickeningly
the jaunty
good.
Angle.
Yeah.
Nice effect.
To bring life to dead-looking pictures.
Yes.
And okay. It's great. And I'm going to try and.
And it was on the telly.
It was on the telly, and I'm going to try and steal his code so I can integrate it into.
And it's written in Python, thing. I believe.
It is in fact Python. I mean,
but then he lives in
Python
stuff.
Developer.
Yes.
Yeah. He. Loves
someone actually pays him to do that. Yeah.
Actually, that could sound a bit rude, couldn't it? He's a Python developer.
Mm.
Well,
he plays with his Python all day long.
I'm developing a Python.
That's basically saying you're a Python breeder.
It's a bit like nursing a semi, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh dear. Oh dear.
Or
moving
semiing a nurse.
On. I said moving swiftly
easy,
on.
Easy, tiger. You can tell we're winging it.
Yes, yeah, can I just make an honorary mention of Duncan? Hello, Duncan.
Hello, Duncan.
Duncan and his Python.
Oh, right. Oh, long yes, story. Of course.
Yeah.
Oh, right. That rings a vague.
And
bell.
On a totally unrelated note, hello, Bernard. let's move on to Hex, quickly.
Moving swiftly on to Hex.
Well, it was about Hex. It should now be about this year's new TV, seeing as all the good stuff's come out.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no,
it's
not
September,
all.
Isn't it?
Not all.
Good year for telly.
Because Veronica Mars isn't until next
not yet.
Week.
But that's
who cares?
New.
The West Wing started.
The West Wing started.
I don't watch that.
Oh, you should.
We've had a lot. New shows this year, like Surface. Yeah, it's okay.
Surface.
Supernatural. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't.
Great.
I don't
Invader.
Like Supernatural.
Fantastic.
I don't like Supernatural, and on your say-so, just deleted it. I didn't even watch it. I mean, that is
not
just total abuse.
It's not that.
You've got too much bandwidth, you know.
Well, it's like whenever Metallica release an album, you know, you download it and delete it, because you don't want to listen to it, but you just want to piss them off.
Okay.
Yes, I can see that. I'm going to have a quick look at my downloads and see what's new this year. Bones is the new Angel Needs
Rick
a Job
Wall.
Show.
Yeah.
Criminal Minds, that's Inigo Montoya Needs a Job.
Juan Pablo Montoya.
My name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father, prepared to die.
Mandy Patinkin.
Yeah, something like that. Mandy Batchelor Patinkin. Odessa
Bless
Steps.
You.
Yeah, that's the guy.
Steps?
Yeah,
Mandy
Patinkin.
Okay.
In Battleship Potemkin, there's a great scene where there's a pram that rolls down the Odessa steps. You will now spot it in every movie ever made.
It's isn't it just known as Potemkin Steps?
No, it's known as the Odessa steps.
I thought that the general effect was generally called
the Odessa
Potemkin
steps.
Steps.
Oh well, it'll be on Wikipedia. It'll be on Wikipedia, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And if you, what happens in Potemkin is there's a pram that goes down the stairs. It cuts to a woman screaming with broken glasses, and then cuts back to the pram going down the stairs with a baby in it. And if you then watch The Untouchables, Brazil, and Brazil is great because it's actually a floor cleaner that goes down the stairs. But you'll find it. It's a homage that's used in a lot of films.
You've got a general hate of floor cleaners. Staple people of our society, you know.
Yeah. And other new shows, let's see. Ghost Whisperer, not seen it yet. Head Cases is funny. It's, you remember, Stutt, you'll remember Eddie from Joey's Apartment.
Oh, definitely, yes.
Friends, yes. He's got his own series with Robin from Batman and Robin.
Was he the one that used to just sit there at night watching him?
Yes.
I saw that episode.
Right, well, that guy's got his own show. He's a psychotic lawyer.
He always plays psychotic people. He's got that look about him.
Yeah, entertaining show. Then we've got new series of House, very good. How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, House has started, has it?
Yep, we're on episode 2 already.
Oh,
God, you've
noodles.
Been dead for a week, Stan.
I have, haven't I?
Really?
I so have.
You have.
It's been a funny week at work.
Invasion?
That's
a good show.
I watched
that's
Invasion, I have to say. I watched the first episode of that.
Intrigued?
I wasn't sure who I was supposed to be, which characters I was supposed to sympathise with, because I'm not sure if I actually like anyone.
No.
Except for, I decided, there are two that I like. There's the obvious internet geek, who
you identify
believes in EBEs and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
He's cool.
Yeah.
And then there's the strange daughter of the other couple.
Yes, I thought that.
Who
as
is
well.
Like voted most likely to be pregnant before she's 16, I think.
Yeah. She'll so be she's out there cool. In Vamdar swamps. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think it's one.
I enjoyed Invasion. I thought, oh, I'm looking forward to episode 2 to see where this is going. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, it's not very Hollywood, is it?
But I was amazed that they actually aired it so close to all those bits of wind they've been having in the world.
Bits of wind?
Yeah.
I think that's what they
that's
call
a
them.
Classic.
And and Stutt, I have to break your heart, I'm afraid.
No.
Be gentle.
What?
Sabrina Lloyd is not in Numbers anymore.
Hey?
Sabrina Lloyd is not in Numbers anymore.
Well, do you know what? Since I saw an episode of Stargate Atlantis where they dressed Jill State up as an alien, I've lost all hope of the pretty ladies ever being in TV programs ever again.
Right.
Why bother paying for someone like that and then, like, you know, hide them?
Making them invisible.
Just seems
I'll tell you the worst one. The worst is taking Helena Bonham Carter, making her into an ape. Yep, Tim Burton, Planet of the Apes, sucked.
There will be people out there that like it.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, well, Helena Bonham Carter, as they stay out there. Yeah. As long as they stay out there, who cares?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, on with the remainder of the new show list. Threshold, I recommend it.
Threshold?
Yeah. I recommend Threshold.
Have you heard anything about this Afterlife that's starting in the UK?
Yep, saw that.
Is it any good? It's good, is it?
Strange. Very strange. I'd say definitely give it a go. At first, we didn't know if the lead actress could actually act, and then we realised about halfway through, yeah, she can. The character isn't very bright.
Ah.
Which is good. And she's... watch it. I'd recommend Afterlife.
Yeah. It did look good. It kind of reminded me of Medium. In that sort... You know, it was in that sort of...
It's much drier.
Oh.
Much more
British. Dry is good.
Yeah.
Dry is good.
Medium's back as well. And that's... The new series is good.
Lost is back.
Well, I don't think Medium could go wrong.
Patricia Arquette can act very well. And she's got an okay script, so...
And she's got other a stuff. Supporting cast as well.
Like her middling daughter. Fantastic little actress. No, she
you
is.
See, I never, when you say things like that, I never know whether you're being serious or...
No, she's the one that plays...
Or just
dodgy. Six?
Yeah, that's it, dodgy.
Yeah. She's six, I think, and she's just
mental.
And very, very funny.
Excellent, mental at six.
Mm.
There's hope.
I know. Yes.
Mental at six, more at ten.
And then there's also another new series called Out of Practice, where you go in and you just think, how many people do I recognise here? There's.
Can I just say to Spanish, can we not turn this into a Dead Ringers lookalike show? But, sorry, carry on, Jared.
Okay, we have...
Dead Ringers, that's a Dead Ringers line.
Is it?
What is?
Yeah, the one that does Fiona Bruce.
Oh, okay.
She says some completely random line and then says more on that later.
Ah.
Now, Out of Practice has... what's her name?
Oh, yeah.
And what's his name? Okay,
Henry Winkler.
Stockard
cool.
Channing.
Fonzie.
Porn actress from Sports Night,
Stockard Channing was never a porn actress.
Never. She's, you remember the porn actress in
Sports
Night, and she was also the headmistress in Veronica Mars.
Oh, I don't watch.
Right.
Yes, no, Elliot remembers her. Yeah, she's in it, playing the lesbian sister. Stockard Channing and Henry Winkler are the parents.
Do you mean the counselor?
I mean the counselor. Yes.
Ha.
Yeah.
Ha.
And there's Jennifer Tilly as the naked receptionist.
But of course.
More on that later. Jennifer Tilly from Bound sounds like the same sort of voice as, well, Jennifer Tilly, really.
I don't think I watched Bound. Did I watch Bound?
No, I didn't.
Oh, the film!
Yes, the film.
Oh gosh, that was a blinder. I watched
the hot babe.
Absolutely yeah. drunk.
Yeah.
Oh, we were so ill afterwards. That was the day we got delivered.
Was the wine.
We got delivered by mistake some bottles of cheap Californian white wine. So we drank it all.
Yeah, I was going to say, oh damn, what a show.
God, I think we had 3 bottles between the two of us and we were absolutely slaughtered.
Yes, I heard about that.
Rach was so ill, bless.
Yeah, I remember that. You were I was quiet for two days. You were quiet. Amazing. Anything can shut you up for longer than 2 minutes. But
that's what you need to do. Whenever you want to shut him up, send him a couple of bottles of wine.
Just send me booze. I'm always available for receiving free booze.
Yeah.
Okay.
And other news shows, Kitchen Confidential, which I haven't seen yet. But hang on one sec.
Kitchen Confidential.
Vic says the book was better. Kitchen Confidential. It's Xander from Buffy's new show.
Oh, yeah.
See, that's the thing. I was watching the shows and thinking, where do I know everybody from?
They've all got to go somewhere, haven't they?
Well, yeah, but no one's taking a risk on new actors, apart from Invasion, apart from Threshold, people in there I've never seen before. And then you get the standard crappy, oh, God, what was that rubbishy show we just watched? Killer Instinct.
Killer Instinct?
It wasn't very good.
I got that impression.
Yeah, it wasn't very good. Which was the one I just want to make sure I didn't miss. Get two of them confused. Which one's Killer Instinct?
You can tell we're winging it again.
Yeah, this is going somewhere, really.
Yeah, nowhere
isn't it?
Fast.
Yeah, Killer Instinct's a crap one.
Ah.
Right.
I just played it. So, what's the good one with Mandy Badesa Steps? Criminal Minds. There we go. Boss. Got it.
Okay. Right.
Okay. And also, we've got Weeds, which is now up to episode 7, which has another one for Stutt to recognise. Amy from The West Wing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sorry.
If it's up to episode 7, it's not a new show, is it?
It's a new season.
Yeah. So, you're wondering off topic, even.
Yeah, I know, but I've not mentioned it yet. And Wanted has Lundberg from The Office in it.
Didn't watch The Office.
Yeah. Hi. Sorry, Office Space.
Didn't watch that either.
Oh, yeah, fantastic.
The man who asked for the GPS reports. He's, Gary Cole is his real name. And he's the hard-as-nails runner of a elite team of cops to catch elite crims.
Yeah, a renegade standard. Robot cop.
Right.
In a world with criminals.
As opposed to the real world.
Yeah, lots and lots of good telly.
Okay, good telly, yes.
But you completely breezed over Lost.
Well,
which
I'm everyone knows it's nearly over. Yeah, Lost and Desperate Housewives. These are just standards. Everybody should be watching them.
Oh, right. I don't watch the Housewives thing.
No, I do watch Lost.
Lost is good.
I've been running out of hours in the day.
Yeah, well, you have to make a cut-off point. But it's the time of year when you just have to watch the new shows.
Yeah. I mean, there are certain things I'm definitely going to watch, like The West Wing, The New House, and so on.
Yeah, Medium.
Veronica Mars next week.
But no, things like Veronica Mars, things I haven't got into yet, I don't think I'm going to go near, because otherwise I'll, never sleep.
Have you two heard of A1GP?
I did, yes.
Yeah, it's on this Amazon is the thing point, where they. What is this?
It's where they all drive the same car, don't they?
They've got a controlled car. It's an open wheel. I think it's 5.8 liter.
Hmm?
Or 4.8 liter. It's
a beast.
Made
me choke on my tea there.
It's something like it's. They're beasts, right? They're open wheel, Lola. Chassis,
oh right,
a Zytec engine or something. Everybody's in the same thing.
Yeah, I did hear that their top speed was only like 180.
That's probably geared to 180.
That's fine. 180 is fine. You can race at 180.
Oh, you can race at 100.
You can race at 80. Yeah, you can race at anything.
And you can race at 30.
So long as everybody's in the same sort of ballpark.
Yeah.
Then you have a race on.
That particular, I did like that idea, the fact that they all drive exactly the same thing, They can't tune the engine beyond what they can do at the track side.
Yeah. Mm. So it's down to mechanics doing a certain amount of handling tweaks and basically drivers.
Yeah.
Drivers.
Oh, good.
You get two drivers per team. A team is a national team. Looking at the cars, right, you have almost loads of really funky graphic painting and stuff on the car, but none of your sponsors.
Mm. What?
So it looks like it's not the... this may just be now, because it's only been on one race so far. They're calling it the World Cup of Motorsport.
Yeah, it's backed by some rich Russian or something, isn't it?
Oh, him?
Yeah.
Is he the guy that bought
the football guy? I don't know.
Or have they got more than one now?
It's definitely backed by someone rich who's basically, I think, plunged most of the money in for this year and then is hoping.
I think it's somebody who likes open wheel motorsport.
Yeah.
But can't stand to sit and watch Formula One die anymore.
Yeah.
Wow. And you get money for winning.
Do you? Sounds about right. It's
$300,000 for. Ooh, yeah, A1 Team Brazil took a first place, securing themselves 10 points and $300,000.
Did you see where they were racing, Jared?
I have seen now, and I'm rather... Yeah, why wasn't this advertised anywhere?
Yeah, why can't I download it?
Yeah, Brands
Hatch.
Was
it on telly? It was
Brands Hatch.
Was it on telly?
Yeah, in every single country, because there's like 25 countries competing.
Someone somewhere must have capped it.
And France really didn't do very well, did they?
No, I don't think they did. But the points are interesting.
They had a DNS.
You get something like 21 for winning, and the top 16 or something come away with points.
For winning, you get 10 points? A bonus point for fastest lap. That's 11 points. So where did the other 10 points come from?
Pole?
Bribe?
Do you get points for being on pole? Anyway, it looks like a very interesting series to be following, especially as it covers the off-season.
It's a winter series.
16 races from September.
Yeah.
Should be nice. Good. Yeah, that's good.
I want to watch it. And the other great thing is that the people who organise it have been so forthcoming with a bunch of guys who are modding R Factor to include the series.
Wow.
I have to say that only took like 27 minutes to come back round to R Factor.
Well, you know, Jared's got a dual G5.
Oh, yes, of course.
Yeah, dual 2 gigahertz G5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hold on, there's two races.
And I've got a lovely bunch of coconuts.
Oh, they have two races, do they?
A sprint and a feature.
Oh, right. That's why you get both length tracks, because you always have like the Indy track and the GP track. Yeah.
No. Okay, this sounds very, very nicely put together. The sprint
That's
race,
what the sprint is, probably. Short track.
The average of the best two lap times will determine the grid for the sprint race, which will be a rolling start. The sprint race will be between 20 and 30 minutes long. The results of the sprint race will determine the grid for the feature race.
Oh, fantastic.
And the feature race, the results of the sprint race will determine the grid. The feature race between 45 and 60 minutes.
Basically, because they don't have any other way to
decide. It's TV slot
grid.
Engineered, isn't it?
Yeah, and 1 point will be allocated to the fastest lap achieved by a team during the sprint race or feature race.
Well, there you go.
How very well handled.
Yeah, and it's all about... The point is, it's supposed to be on-track racing. None of your... when he overtook him in the pits.
Yeah.
Oh, and they're stating from the beginning it's a team sport. All points are allocated to the winning nation and there are no driver points.
Fantastic.
Oh, brilliant.
A1GP is a team effort and a team sport. The winner is the driver team and most importantly, the nation is the winner.
So it's all down to national pride.
So everyone do your bit for Britain. For your country, wherever you are.
Or Britain if you don't like where you live.
Yeah, that was
frankly, we need the support.
We didn't do badly, did we?
Yeah, I cheer Britain we did on. Well. Did we? Oh, yeah.
Was it ninth? Ninth?
We're in sixth total.
Sixth.
It goes Brazil, Australia, New Zealand, Mexico, France, Britain.
Just
France is beating Britain.
French.
What the hell?
Well, you know, it's because they even the playing field.
But the thing is that as far as I know, it's only on a Sky channel here.
Right.
Someone
so
must
if you don't subscribe to a Sky channel, you can't watch it.
If anyone capped it or recorded it and can send it to Elliot...
Yeah, give me a copy. I really want to see these
please,
races.
Please let
okay.
us know.
And the next race is in 12 days, 1 hour, 3 minutes and 22 seconds.
Where's that?
Yeah. It's at the Eurospeedway, Germany.
Have you seen where they race in America, Jared?
I'm going to guess it's going to be Laguna Seca, isn't it?
It so is.
Open wheel cars on the corkscrew, are they insane?
They have to be, and I want to watch.
Okay.
Well, hang on, I'm just trying to think. Yeah, that's going to be good. Yeah. Oh, Dubai. Eastern Creek, good track. Estoril,
basically,
Eastern Creek, Sepang.
They race at all the good places.
No, they don't do Donington.
Okay. No, they do Brands.
Yep, I'm going to give you a quick rundown of where they all are. Brands Hatch, Eurospeedway, Estoril in Portugal, Eastern Creek, Australia, Sepang in Malaysia, Dubai in United Arab Emirates, Sentul in Indonesia, no mention of which track it is in South Africa, so I'm hoping it's welcome. Autodrome International de Curitiba in Brazil, then the Parque Fundidora Monterrey in Mexico, then Laguna Seca, California, then Shanghai International in China.
Oh,
which is nice. All in all, sounds
a good. Bunch
good.
Of tracks. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, good bunch of tracks, but let's see if the actual.
Let's
racing.
See if the racing holds up.
Yeah.
And let's hope that they get the support that they deserve.
Yes.
Well, I think yes. that the money is not going from sponsors, the money is coming from.
A rich fella.
The TV rights.
Oh, you reckon?
Yeah.
I suppose if it's all over the world, then yeah.
Exactly. Clever.
They are trying to make it a World Cup, aren't they?
It killed me that. What are they called? Al Jazeera cover it better than we get here.
They're just no. The Middle East is just getting into motorsports in a big way.
Mm. Well, yeah.
I think this generation of young royals over there likes
Board of Horses. That's a problem.
Yeah. Is it a problem?
Nope.
Right.
No, it's
that's
what 580 horsepower.
Let's move on to.
Yeah, we're going to have to move on. Oh, that's like that. That's nice. Lovely.
Well, you also want to talk about the bikes, and you know, I can only
oh, yeah,
so
yeah,
much
yeah.
every week.
Yeah, there's only so much we can take.
So, well, let's break for a few minutes and listen to a song.
Yeah.
Tell us about this song, then. Stop.
Right, Fred.
I know it has a story.
Yes.
Hello, Fred.
Hello, Fred. Fred is someone I used to work with. Who is an avid listener. And he sent us an email saying...
Hey, he's the Yaga Yaga, man.
The what?
He's the Yaga Yaga.
The what?
Okay, Fred. Now you're a Yaga Yaga.
Okay, let's say his name is Simon, for the hell of it. Okay. Okay.
And Simon says...
Yes, his name is actually Simon, but that's a whole other story.
It's not.
It is.
It's Rico. It is
no,
Rico.
It's Simon.
I shouldn't laugh, but...
It's Rico.
It's Simon.
It is. It's Rico or Fred. Sorry.
Rico, Fred, Simon. Oh,
no, to be honest, if I was called
him?
Simon, I would be called Fred or Rico or Frederico and not Simon.
Well, let's call him Bob. Right.
Mm,
no.
My little brother was in a band a while back, Optimus Prime. He played bass guitar. They were never signed, but they produced a 3-track CD. He says it's fine... Oh no, he says it's fine for you to use it.
And
if I can get him to email you to that effect if you want.
Oh, no, we don't.
I can get him to. Yeah, we'll take your word for it.
Yeah.
You give a big up to my bro Martin.
And if it's not okay and you want to sue someone, sue Fred.
Yeah, sue Fred.
Yeah, he told us to play it.
Yeah.
He said it was fine.
Yes. So there you go. So this is Fred's little brother, Optimus Prime.
Robots in disguise.
Listen for the bass guitar. Track is called Walking.
Transformers, robots in disguise.
Down the road again. same old words again. I wanted to.
Wasn't that great? Lovely. Optimus Prime. Woo.
Whee!
Three-track CD they produced, apparently, but I wouldn't have thought you can actually get it anywhere.
But, no, if you're
dying to hear more, drop us an email at spodcast@spodcast.org. We'll pass it on to Fred, and, you know, I'm sure he wouldn't mind selling you a three-track CD.
We forgot to actually mention our email address earlier, didn't we?
We did.
While talking about contacting.
Just done it, so,
yeah, but what if people got bored and drifted away?
Bored?
Sodom, then.
Actually,
they got bored and drifted away, they're not going to write in, and if they do, we don't care what they say.
Well,
frankly,
yes.
They're not going to listen to us. We're not going to listen to them.
Except
so
there's,
you're
not
still
a huge,
listening.
There's not a huge number of people that are going to be happy to listen to 15 minutes of you two talking about racing.
Yeah, true. Well, they'd have sped through to the music and started listening again, so now
that's,
you're back.
That's the
welcome
hope.
Back.
Yes,
and hello. Email us at spodcast or at spodcast.org.
Yes.
Indeed. And if you liked the music, obviously the band's, I think, moved on. But if you want to hire any member of the band for your band...
Or bar mitzvahs, or weddings, or...
Funerals.
And we should say, yeah. Fred listens to the podcast on his journey home. On the
train. Oh, yeah.
So...
And didn't we make him miss his stop once or something?
Fred, if you're on the train right now, listening... I want you to stand up in your carriage, scream at the top of your voice, SPODCAST! Then see if nothing's happened. If you do that, please let us know what happened. If
yep.
you don't, then you've cowered.
Yeah, actually, speaking of standing up and screaming, there's that funny joke, isn't there, about if you stand up and scream at a shopping centre, people move away from you. Whereas if you do it on an aeroplane, everyone joins in.
Oh dear. Oh, dear. Okay.
Yes, very nice.
Yes. Should we talk about this Phantom Spodcast then? No,
yeah, let's do that. It was a podcast, not a Spodcast, although it did name check Spodcast in the middle.
There is only one Spodcast.
There is.
Yeah.
Well, actually, there are two, but.
No, only one.
Oh, of course. Sorry.
We don't believe in the others.
They buy
right.
a domain for crying out loud.
No, true.
They have no commitment.
Yes. Well, I run a mailing list for part-timers. I run a mailing list for OS X users who want off-topic discussion. It's called OS X Nutters. And every year at the Apple Expo, we arrange a pub. Well, I arrange a pub meet. Basically, what I say is, hey, everyone, fancy a drink? Come to this pub. And people come. This year we had, it was, you know, just a small gathering, less than 8 people, less than 10 people or something. So I picked a pub where it would at least be in English, at Café Oz near
Châtelet,
Paris. It's fine. You don't want too many. Otherwise it just gets unmanageable.
It gets diluted.
Yep. But we did have Sean King from Your Mac Life turn up, and he brought along with him a recording apparatus. And Nate from Mac Interactive, who was acting as Sean's handler, was taking photographs, and it's all wonderful. We decided to have an impromptu podcast in the pub. So we'd all had plenty of beer by this point, and literally
well
laid down...
Well lubricated.
Well lubricated. And we then put an hour's podcast together. And it was interesting, would have been great to hear. But because I got there at what, just before 6, everyone started arriving after 6:30 and started drinking, and then we finished drinking at about 2:30, I believe. So 8 hours of drinking on a Friday night in the city centre pub. And as we were leaving to get the obligatory over-the-road kebab, we left the pub, having thought, what a great night. Yes, that was wonderful. Schler sat on the side of the street eating our kebabs. There was Jay and Sean from Your Mac Life. There was Dave from 1080, 1080 Life R. There was Sean and Claire from Maxis in Belfast. Nate from Mac Interactive, of course. And we all then went out and sat in the street eating our kebab. And then the next day, I emailed a few people saying, what was it, the day after, because we were all pretty much hungover the next day, saying, hey, how's the podcast? And Nate mentioned that the recording device used for the podcast was nicked.
Yeah, when you first mentioned it, I thought, stolen, that's outrageous. Now I'm thinking more... Drunken idiot left it in the bloody pub, didn't you?
Well, not me, but yes, it does sound very much like...
Have you checked the pub?
I do, yeah. When you see the photos, you see how busy the pub was. It was standing room only at 2:30 in the morning. I don't think there was any possibility of it still being there. I think it was probably left there and then half-inched by...
But it was in France. Surely the good Samaritans of France would hand it into the bar.
It was an Australian pub.
Oh, right, okay.
You know what they say about these Australians?
Well, I've got a postcard that proves it, so, yeah.
Yeah. But I can put photos of that wonderful podcast up. You can see us with the microphone, professional recording equipment, and lots and lots and lots and lots of beers. And my stupid haircut that needs cutting.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
And two people called Sean. At least.
Is that amazing in some
two
way?
Two people called Sean?
I'm sure you mentioned there was more
a Stuart and a Sean. No, there's a Stuart and a Sean.
I wasn't.
Thought you said Sean twice.
Oh, well.
I'm well tell.
Maybe
hey, we recorded this. We can actually go back and check.
Unless Stuck leaves drunk and forgets his computer or something.
Sorry?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, great idea.
What?
So, yeah. So maybe if you listen to next week's Trash Talk from the Your Mac Life guys, you will hear their end of the story, and it will be very entertaining.
Yes.
If they've got anything to record it on.
Poor bastards.
We'll put up a link to these
but it was an
infamous pictures.
Excellent night out.
And you monumentally failed to go to the devil worship ring.
Of course. Well, we were over there for the Mac Expo, and I was talking to people thinking, well, I'm going to go on Saturday anyway. And I was talking to all the people, and they said, I asked, should we go? And the resounding... made me think that maybe it wasn't worth it.
No keynote, what's the point?
Yeah, no keynote, no go.
That'll
I wanted
him.
To go. Yeah. I'm not going to your expo. So apparently it was just very, very busy and not a lot of interesting stuff. Hmm. If you're fairly up to date on the Mac stuff, it wouldn't have taught you anything apart from you'd have finally seen all these products you read about on the internet.
I was going to say, you could have felt up a nano.
Yeah. Well, I did that a couple of days before. One of the girls in our office, who I didn't feel up, I felt up a nano.
Excellent.
She came in with an iPod Nano. No, but I feel...
Don't go there.
No, she's one of my best mates' girlfriends, so I wouldn't do that.
Okay.
Too nice. But she has the nano that one of my best friends, whose girlfriend she is, bought her.
Nice fella.
I know, lovely guy. And it's very, very, very small and very nice. I think it's a perfect form factor, although a lot of people seem to be complaining about scratches. But
yeah, I was going to say, I heard they're a bit plasticky.
Yeah, but come on, look at it. It's tiny.
Yeah.
Fuck them.
So put it in a bag.
Yeah.
You know?
I use iPod socks. They're great.
It's not brain science, not rocket surgery.
Yeah.
Yep.
Nor is English, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That was apparently a very disappointing Apple Expo, and even though I'm just down the road, I didn't even bother.
Wow, that's, I love Mac. That's apathy for you.
That really is quite apathetic. I'm really proud of it.
Nice.
Lovely.
And you took a day off work for that.
You did.
No, I took a day off work to hang out with Dave on his last day and put him on a train so he could get his plane back to Scotland. Which he did.
That's a very long train.
It's a train to the airport, to the plane.
Ah, that's not so long.
No. But we went to the, which was it, Musée Maillol? The Monet Museum, near Vic's work. Lots and lots of Monets. They have impressions.
Because everybody knows where that is.
Yeah.
In the 16th.
In Paris.
In Paris.
Yeah.
That's all you need to know.
But it's
where do you live? It's... Well, my house. Duh.
Duh. But the painting there is, the important painting is Impression Sunrise, which is the one that gave the Impressionists their name. Mm. A critic saw the painting and said, Impressions Sunrise? Oh, that's all these bloody paintings are. They're just impressions. And these painters, just Impressionists. And that's how, although he didn't do it in a silly accent. And that's how they became...
He probably did, you know. He was probably
yeah,
French.
He was French. He was a French journalist, French critic, so what do you expect? So that's how...
A critique.
Ah, yes. Yeah. So that's how they became known as the Impressionists. So there you go.
Cool.
How awful.
Okay, yeah. Should we move on to something else?
Yeah.
I've got a couple of things I wanted to say.
Shoe basket, headdress, banana inflammatory. There, I've said the few things I needed to say. There you go.
Okay.
Jeez.
Throne.
Silenced by surrealism.
The opera. Opera. Opera.
Oh, yes.
Free. Opera's free.
We ranted about this last week.
We did, yeah.
Clever people. Yeah.
Well, they basically seem to have managed
to... I have nothing further to say on the matter.
They've managed to figure out a business model that involves giving it away for free, which is always
good.
It's
called sitting down and doing the maths.
Yes. So, they've, you know, it's free, and it is very nice. I've started using the mail client at work.
Nice.
Is that any good?
It is actually quite nice, yes. It's sort of a mix between Thunderbird and the Apple Mail.
The Mail version 2 sucks, but that's a long story.
Yeah.
I still use it.
Is it anywhere near as good as K-Mail? Because that rocks.
I would say yes.
Cool.
It does a couple of things that annoy me, but, you know, every mail client does that here and there.
Yeah, it receives bloody email.
Yeah.
And did you hear that?
It doesn't kill spammers remotely. You know, that sort of thing.
And did you hear that Linspire was free as well, briefly?
Was it?
Yep, and nobody cared.
Oh, so they charged for it again.
Well, yeah, it was free briefly because there was a mix-up with a FreeSpire or something, and so they decided to make Linspire free if you register quickly, which I did, downloaded the software. I don't know if I've burnt it to CD yet. I don't know if I'm going to, but I've got a license.
I don't even know what it is.
It's a Linux. It's apparently Linux for the hard of thinking.
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful.
Do you remember Lindows?
Oh, God.
It's Linux.
Sort of that sort of thing.
No, it is exactly that thing.
Is it?
It is Lindows renamed.
Oh, right.
They got sued
because they got told not to use Lindows.
Yes.
That's fair enough.
So they got told not to
use because
Lindows.
Because Microsoft China had already registered it.
Okay. So that was one thing I wanted to say. The other was in the top right hand corner of our website, at spodcast.org.
Oh, yeah!
You'll see a play button.
Oh, can you fix that under Firefox yet?
I haven't fixed it. No.
He's
templates
been dead
are
for a
issue.
Week.
Templates are you. You fix it.
You broke my template.
I didn't break anything.
You broke my template.
Children, stop bickering.
I broke you by putting that button in, did I?
I'll bang your heads together.
Okay, well, it's a worthwhile button, so fix the
so
template.
I'll fix it. Okay.
Anyway, the button. says play on it. It's a little flash thing that plays the latest podcast. Now, if you've been
unless
to...
Unless we don't release it.
if you, yeah.
Unless we forget.
If you've been to the... sorry, there's music appeared in my ears. Ah, there we go. Don't go to wimpyplayer.com. It starts playing music when you're podcasting. Yes, if you've been to the PodSafe Music Network, you'll have seen all these little play buttons all over the place where you can play, you know, MP3s. And I wanted to do the same thing on the Spodcast homepage, so you could just play the thing rather than having to download 40-odd meg, you know, streaming-like. But I didn't want to pay the $30-odd that it was to get a license for the Wimpy Player, which is what that little button on...
You just clicked something, didn't you?
Because whilst it's...
Sorry?
Whilst it's,
you just clicked something. I heard your bandwidth go.
Did you?
Yep.
Yeah, it was downloaded.
Whilst it's a nice
song.
Feature, it's really not worth the money.
Yeah, so I've fiddled with Flash before and decided I'd have another fiddle. So I borrowed a copy of Flash from a friend. And
yes, I've heard of that.
Looked up some tutorials and had a crack. And that button is... is basically the result. I'm quite impressed at how easy it was. Hang on, that's not right. It was bloody difficult.
But you persevered and prevailed.
I did.
Didn't
yes.
You? Yeah. Well done.
I mean, there are some.
You overcame.
I overcame adversity. yes. There are things it doesn't do. Like you can't pause it at the moment. You have to stop it and restart it. And other things like that. It can't show a play progress and. That sort of thing. Although the Wimpy Player can't show a play progress.
What, and they charge money for that?
They do.
Outrageous.
Absolutely. But if you look at it, it could do with some nice graphics. It could do with a few tweaks here and there. So if I get some time, I will clean it up and release the FLA file for people to play with.
Well, why not get people to do the design for you?
Yeah, I mean, it is ridiculously simple to do. There's not a huge amount of code in there. I was shocked.
So I'll work on a postcard too.
Yeah, I kind of need a play button, a pause button, and a rewind button. Yeah, so that was it really. Flash.
And that will leave you time to do things like pausing.
time to do anything would be good at the moment.
Especially with all these new TV shows out.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
it's a very cool little project. So I'll release it on stut.net and people can play with it. Yeah.
Brilliant.
I don't have anything against people making money off simple ideas, but there are some things that are just too simple. Well, I mean, the Wimpy Player guys do make other things. They make a full-featured, you know, playlist-capable MP3 player and a video player as well. Both
do they charge for that?
Stream and Flash stuff. They charge for those.
The
Wimpy Player to me is so simple. I don't know why they didn't shove that out for free and charge for the, you know, better bits. But, you know. Anyway.
They're obviously not as bright as you.
Yes. Well, no, they are, because their version does things mine can't at the moment.
Like, make money.
And they're making money off it.
Yes, they're making money off it. But I'm not in this for the money. If I was in this for the money, I'd, you know...
It wouldn't be podcasting.
Yet to find the revenue stream there. Of course, if someone buys Fred's brother's 3-track CD, we might get some.
We'll go around and mug him for royalties.
Yeah. Anyway. So
I still think Tailors of Harrogate should cough up. They get a mention every week.
Well, you need to email them and say get a mention every week.
You get a mention every week. Cough up, by the way.
They're not going to do anything if they don't know it's happening, are they?
That's one of the things that Sean from Your My Life was saying. He was saying that he just asks people, and they give him shit.
Yeah.
And said that everyone should just...
Funny, because people give me shit, and I don't ask for it.
The Daily Download!
Yeah.
Anyway. yeah, so...
He said ask, because you never know. People
ask and you shall receive.
Yeah.
If you build it, they will come.
They will come.
Yes. Yeah, so they said to... not going to say that. Okay.
No, Kevin Cockhead.
Okay.
No, I think that was going Pammy Woods, actually.
It was going, well, that sort of way.
That sort of direction.
Let's move on again.
Yeah, let's
what else,
wrap
what
this
else have we got to talk about?
Boy up. Because we've been doing this for...
Where are we going? You don't want to talk about that one, do you?
About as long as we should, really.
Yeah.
We do.
If any of our listeners are still awake, hello.
Yeah. But we do need to mention, unfortunately, some motorcycle racing.
Yes, we do.
Can we do that as, a segment after the outro for everyone who cares? No, go on.
Give them due warning and let them leave.
You've got 5 minutes, otherwise we're going to pass the hour.
Yep. This podcast problem. Right. The website needs a width in the blurb CSS. So
fantastic.
Oh,
is it actually fixed online?
With only 5 minutes left, you're wasting it.
Anyway.
I'm wasting it by fixing the site. Why?
You fail a deadline. Yeah, but people will know because they've visited the site and seen it's fixed. They're going, what are they talking about? Being broken. Lies.
Yeah, true.
Listeners, what would you rather hear? That the website's fixed or all about bikes?
Yeah, anyway,
good answer.
Okay. Yes. Valentino Rossi.
Yeah.
And Casey Stoner. Big shout out to Casey Stoner as well.
And Lutie.
Oh yeah, Thomas Lutie's being a bit scary, isn't he?
I've just worked it out.
What?
Why you guys can't stop talking about this. You both want free bikes.
Yes.
Yeah,
totally.
Right.
Anyway, carry on. You know, there might be a third one in there. Carry on.
Billion. Needless to say, for those of you who are a bit behind the times, cover your ears and we'll not mention it. But for those of you who are not behind the times, didn't he do well? Good
didn't
old Rossi.
He?
Didn't he
what
just
a
do well?
Stunker.
Yep.
I mean, what was it? He had problems from day one. They could not get the front tyre to work.
It's a tyre. How did it not work?
Well, by obviously not gripping the road when he turns the wheel.
Oh, okay.
In much the same way that any tyre doesn't work.
Fair enough.
It slides when you lean, it's a bad thing.
See, this is why I don't do bikes, because I, Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, but needless to say.
It's the equivalent of, like, in a car, you turn the steering wheel and you go straight on.
Yeah, I don't do cars. Toyota MR2 had exactly the same problem.
That's called oversteer.
If you were going fast enough and turned the wheel, you'd keep going straight. It was great stuff.
That's called oversteer and it's not to be advised.
No, it's great stuff.
No, that's understeer.
Sorry, I mean understeer. Yes, oversteer is when the back end steps out. Obviously.
Either way, it's great. It did that as well.
It's not good if you don't want it to.
I love that car. If anyone fancies giving me a Toyota, please, you know.
Yeah, we're all a free Toyota.
What was that car that Top Gear tested that had understeer and oversteer? And
understeer going in, oversteer coming out.
And torque steer when you accelerated in a straight line.
When's that? That must be coming back soon.
Oh, I hope so. They're repeating it on BBC Prime, though.
Aye?
So we're watching repeats we've never seen. It's great.
Cracking show, that, Top Gear.
Yeah.
Don't they start it around February or something?
September, isn't it?
Hmm. Anyway, you're wasting bike time.
Well, yes, we are. So, yeah.
Fantastic.
Valentino Rossi won the World Championship again.
His seventh
in a row. Oh, that's not in a row.
No, not in a row, because he's done five in a row.
Five in a row. But, yes.
Hang on.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, five in a row. And one 250 and one 125 2 years apart.
Good to see the research paying off here.
Research? We know this.
It's just memory.
Yeah. We'll give you the years if you want.
The years?
When he moved from Honda to Yamaha and all that sort of stuff. Yeah. But no, the boy done well. He...
You didn't see the celebration, did you?
No, I didn't.
Oh, it was fantastic. He got off his bike and ran across this bit of grass. And they laid down in front of seven dwarves, each with a different year written on their front. as Snow White gave him a hug.
Aww.
Aww, he's a card.
It's a bit of a moment,
well, it's
isn't
the
it?
Fan club, isn't it? They're just a bunch of mentalists.
Italian mentalists, at that.
Yeah.
They're the worst kind.
Completely, yeah. The word Nero springs to mind.
Isn't he the most famous sportsman in Italy or something?
Who, Nero?
I would hope so.
No, Rossi.
Oh, right.
No, Nero's just on the fiddle.
Yeah.
I bought Nero his very first fiddle.
Oh, don't talk to me about Nero. I've been burning DVDs at work all day, and it's horrifying. It just
Nero really is like, nasty, isn't it?
I like Nero.
It's actually not Nero. I like the software. The problem is Windows.
Ah, well.
Yeah. Windows on
you
when
say
you're recording,
burn DVD and it says yes, but you don't need your mouse, do you? What?
Actually, my
control
mouse.
Control of my computer back.
My mouse is fine. It's the hard drive swapping and basically.
You don't find the entire system lags.
The entire system lags, but the mouse moves fine.
Oh, the mouse moves fine, but clicking on something has zero effect.
That's zero
effect.
Yes.
Mouse moving doesn't use much CPU.
Yeah, but
it's
not. I was checking the CPU. The CPU is around about 20% use. It's got 80% free CPU.
But that's not limited to Windows. The GUI completely freezing, but the CPU doing absolutely nothing.
Yeah,
and I'll tell you what it is. It's memory. It decides to use swap when it doesn't need to, and everything is then reduced to the speed of a spinning hard drive. The hard drive is exceedingly highly used because it's recording from your hard drive, even if it's over the network. It caches it all locally.
Yeah, which is a good idea.
Yeah, which is a good idea, apart from when that then kills your machine.
Yeah.
So if you ever want to use Windows and Nero, do what I do. You put your data on a different hard drive.
I've got a feeling it's not actually Nero specifically. I think this is shared
Windows.
Between most of them.
It's Windows.
Yeah.
But
it's only with DVD writing.
Not with CDs?
No, CD's fine. I can burn at 52 times speed CD and it's absolutely fine. It doesn't jam anything up.
But when some things that you just, you know, impossible.
When you write an 8-speed DVD, it just
doesn't even have to be that fast. 4-speed will do it.
Really? Ouch.
Yeah, try clocking your speed down and burning them slower. Doesn't help.
Oh, God. I think it's anything where the operating system is on the same IDE drive as the data.
Well, that's a suggestion for server operating system is always that you put the OS on a drive other than the data drive, you know, on a different IDE channel.
On a different SCSI channel.
Yeah.
Well, either way.
No either way about it. You're running a server, you run SCSI.
Ah, that's not true. Depends what the server's for.
Yeah, I know. But most of the time...
That's an argument for another podcast, I think.
Yeah.
And I do mean another whole podcast.
Yeah. But yes, I think that's all I need to say.
I still get R Factor in there. You know it's true.
And the George P5, yeah.
Hey, I've not mentioned my Mac.
Is our 5 minutes up?
Way up.
Before it
shouldn't
up,
have wasted all that time walking on about a website that you've just fixed.
Excellent. Is Petrosa in trouble this year, then?
No.
Do you think he's going to make it in spite of Casey Stoner?
He had 63-point advantage, now he's got 38. There's another 100 points in it. Yes, he could very well lose it.
But he won't.
This is Danny Pedrosa we're talking about.
Yeah.
This is probably the first time he's dropped a motorbike.
And he didn't know how to pick it up.
Well, yeah.
He's not had much practice dropping bikes.
Yeah, he's a bit of a noob when it comes to hitting the ground.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So we'll have to see, because every time I put him down, he always surprises me and I go, oh, God, I'm sorry, I have to apologise for doubting you, Danny.
He's well up there for, you know, he's actually really quite good.
Yep. But Casey Stoner is more
expensive. Casey Stoner's also no slouch when it comes to riding a motorbike fairly quick.
With a name like that, I'd expect him to be a slouch.
Even if he does look like a goofy...
He looks like Alfred E. Newman.
He looks like an olive stuck on a cocktail stick.
What, me? Worry?
With a goofy smile. But he's a boy. Can that boy ride a bike?
He is a boy. Yeah.
Yes.
So I'm quite happy now. I've said all my stuff I need to say about the bikes.
No, you haven't.
We're done. No. I think we're done with the bikes.
Oh, Elliot wants to talk about Thomas Ducati.
No, mm-hmm. Jared's not frothed on about Ducati.
I know. God Almighty. Two bikes on the podium.
First time ever.
Caparossi's second race in a row.
First time ever.
Bridgestone's actually doing well. First time ever.
No, second win in a row. First time ever.
Yep. Rossi saying, when I realised that Capirossi was just playing cat and mouse, I decided to just let him go.
Yes.
When he knew that Capirossi was just playing.
They had a fight. As he said, Capirossi then went up a gear, and I had no response.
Yep. So he settled for the championship.
As you know. Because it's not like you Max do. Was in the fourth place he needed to be in.
No, he was sixth. Yeah, Max Biaggi. Yeah. Max Biaggi was in sixth or something like
that. He needed to be in fourth to be in with a shout. If Max hadn't have finished fourth or better, Rossi would have won the championship, even had he crashed.
So how does all this crap affect my bike score?
I'm going to update
not
that.
Good. Yeah, how old is it?
Couple of months. There's been probably two races of each class.
Because I'm currently the bottom, so it'd be nice to change that.
Yeah.
I'm only like 100 behind Kevin.
Yeah. And more like 150 now.
Hey, it was a random picking. I'm impressed I'm on there at all.
And I'm at the top, but Gimbley has BSB riders that actually win races.
And he's only 1 point behind you.
And he's only 1 point behind
you. We should probably explain. Boix is a fantasy
Boix
thing that we put together. It must be a couple of years ago now. Was it 2003, 2004 it's copyrighted?
It was 2001 we started it.
Was it?
Yep. We started it on an Excel spreadsheet,
yeah.
Which I did, yeah.
And then in 2003 we converted it to a website.
Yeah.
And it's still going weak.
We do blatantly steal we do blatantly steal the prices off MCN's fantasy bike thing.
We do, but we're not making any money out of it than they are.
We're not taking anybody away from them, because it's not like any of us were going to sign up to their competition.
No, not at all.
We just thank them for the information.
It's good fun, yeah. I don't know what happened this year. Last year I did quite well. I was sort of bang slapping the middle of the table by the end of the season.
Yeah, you probably picked some better riders last year. Who have you
got
this year?
Yeah, I'd say so. Let's have a look. Joe Norris. This is Alex DeAngelis, Jeremy McWilliams.
Boix.stut.net, BOIKS.stut.net.
It's Bravo, Oscar, Indigo, Kilo, Sierra. .stut.net.
BOIKS.stut.net. Let's have a look. Who have we got?
He's got Max Biaggi.
I've got Joan.
Yeah, you picked Noriyuki Haga.
Yeah, that's why I was interested in Mr. Biaggi. Yeah, that's the one.
Yes, the...
Lorenzo who?
Yeah. I didn't know any of them apart from... Max.
Hold on. Didn't Lorenzo just win a race?
Did he? Oh! There's hope!
Actually...
There's hope! Update the scores!
He got sacked!
Pardon? You're joking. Did he get replaced by someone who's winning?
No, he was back on a bike the next week, replacing somebody who was injured.
So how does that affect me? I follow the rider, do I?
All of a sudden, you go from one of the worst privateer bikes to the best Ducati on the track.
Okay, he got
Regis Laconi's factory Ducati.
With a rider who can actually race.
Yeah, and he won.
I mean, no respect to Regis.
Okay, this is sounding good.
You basically lucked out.
I think you need to update the scores. I really, really do.
Because he could have quite easily allowed you to catch up Kevin.
I'll be quite happy as long as I don't end
that the you've got for him? You've got 50 points for him, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's add another 45 in one weekend.
And the other guy you've got is Noriyuki Haga, who wasn't his second.
Yeah, I've got Nori as well. Yeah. Nori's done really well.
Your superbike guys are doing really, really well. It's just Max Biaggi.
Max Biaggi is second in the championship.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's not doing too badly, based on his points.
But for how long?
I don't know.
Was it Alex DeAngelis who was told that he wasn't allowed to race this week?
I think it might have been.
For being a psychopath nutter who tried to kill people too often.
Yeah,
because if you ask me, anyone who races in these things is a psychopath nutter.
No, they're suicidal nutters. There's a difference.
Yeah, they're quite. One's either way, introvert and the other's extrovert.
Although we did have another bike racing death in the last few weeks.
Did we?
Yeah.
Who was that then?
We had an Irish guy who races road racing.
Ah. Okay.
Let me just find
actual
out.
Roads?
Actual roads. They're in Northern Ireland, and they seem to really, really like just... closing off the roads and putting motorbikes on them. People like Rutter and Foggy used to do that sort of thing very, very well.
Mm. But who was it?
I was getting his name. He's... There we go. Richard Britton.
Good name.
He's an Enniskillen, guy from Enniskillen, races 250s.
That's a real shame.
Yeah.
It's always sad when you lose one.
Yeah. And we lost the rally drivers. What do they call it? Co-driver.
Yeah. But I see Michael Schumacher still alive.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, should we mention I had a play
Chris
with
Jones.
Colin
Chris
McRae's,
Jones was injured.
Colin McRae's rally.
What was
PC,
that about?
PC 2005.
Was it any good?
It's okay. I think without a wheel, it's bloody difficult because you can't half turn the wheel. It's quite good. They've been very careful, I think, not to spend too much time on the graphics because it's not a visually stunning game. But the physics appear to be bang on.
Which is actually what makes the game playable.
Yeah, but I think to get the best out of it, you'd need a wheel.
Yeah.
Chris Jones from the British 125 Championship died in a collision as well in August.
It's a pretty bad year by the sounds of it.
Yep. It's motor racing. It's not football. People actually die in this.
Well, people die in football as well.
Hardly.
Not often enough.
Okay.
They're called spectators.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that.
Yeah, the scissor kicker. Mr. Cantona.
Ah, Eric. Kung Fu Cantona.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. That was rather depressing.
Cool. Yeah, that's a cheery note to end on.
Three motorsport fatalities in the last few weeks. That's really cheerful.
Yeah, but you know, to cheer you up, Will Young's had tonsillitis for the last week. Anyway.
Who?
Okay. Will Young?
No.
Yeah, okay.
Singer?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
He won one of these reality things.
Monster.
If you say so.
He's got a square head with bolts on either side of his neck.
I don't know about the bolts, but yeah, he's got a squarish head, I suppose.
They're not like bolts, they're electrodes.
The same thing!
Okay.
Everyone always says that Frankenstein's monster has bolts, and he doesn't. They're electrodes.
Yes.
They're bolts that you they're can bolts. Click a sizable crocodile clip
yeah,
onto.
So I was going to say, yeah. they are bolts, they just happen to, you know, perform
they
a
serve
function
the function
of
an electrode.
They first came into place in the 1931 James Whale Universal Pictures version of Frankenstein, and they were not bolts, they were electrodes.
How can why can't a bolt be an electrode?
Because they weren't bolts!
Why weren't they bolts?
So you're telling me that the makeup department went down to the local science shop and bought electrodes rather than just getting some bolts and gluing them on the side of his neck, Jared?
Absolutely. Didn't you see the horn gaps, the vacuum tubes and all that stuff?
You're just talking shite.
I think, indeed I am. You know, an hour and 10 minutes into it, we've lost the plot completely. So it's time
to
end.
Makes up for last week's fiasco of
yeah, we're
general,
giving you an
general
an
Muppetry on our behalf.
Yes, it has to be said, if this one even clips a little bit, it's going up.
Yeah, we have no choice.
So, yeah, live with it. We'll sort it out one day in the
distant. Stop!
Okay.
I'm hungry.
Oh, I had a bruschetta.
Fuck off!
I made myself, and it was good.
I had a McDonald's tonight, so there you go.
Go home.
Yeah.
Go out.
No, sorry, work tomorrow. Getting late.
Yeah.
Okay. It's getting late. I'm hungry.
Okay, we'll let Elliot go.
What was this one more thing? Come on.
No, it's okay. I'll save it till after the credits.
Oh, okay. We have credits?
Well, sign off music.
Why would anyone want to take credit for this?
It was him.
It was three guys
pointing at each other.
Was it Megan that suggested we all have pictures of ourselves up on the website?
Yes, it
was.
I mean, talk about ways to scare the listener.
Yeah. And it was anyway. Jimbly who said that my voice sounded like it was being played through tins of Asda soup.
Yes.
No, wasn't it tins of the piece of string you were supposed to say?
No, that was Ned that said the wet piece of string.
Yes.
Because his internet connection is run over a wet piece of string because he's in the Channel
Islands. It's a raging wet string overload monster.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Anyway.
Anyway, right. Goodbye, everybody. We're done, Elliot needs his food.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
And educating.
Why can't you just masturbate like the rest of us?
Go on then, do your next bit.
If you have to, you know. Times are marching.
Yeah. Frankenstein is the name of the doctor, not the fucking monster!
Classic.
But, we know that.
It's, what's it called?
Mark Steele.
Yeah, Mark Steele lectures. Right.
I didn't know that.
His programme on Mary Shelley, classic, everybody should watch it.
Comedically speaking, I do seem to have been dead for the last 28 years.
So, just crop that little quote in and put it after the...
We're still going, I'm not going to stop yet.
Oh, really?
I am. I'll tell you, I am.
Oh, go and eat something.
Bye.
Before you wither away. Oh, God, he's gone.
Right, now he's gone.
Let's talk about him.
Yeah.
He'll never listen to it.
No.
Oh, you started crackling now.
Really?
Yeah, every time you talk.
Bloody Skype.
Well, it's bizarre.
Oh, there we go. It's perfect quality now.
No, it's not. You'll hear that when you listen to it back.
Weird.
Yeah.
Bye.
See ya.